Hello there. It's this late night. This is actually midnight, Arizona. So shout out to all the East Coast people. I'm Kendall Parks here on the Kill Them Kendall Parks podcast, and I want to talk about my Cincinnati Bengals finally winning a playoff game since the 1990 regular season. 32 years. 31 years when it comes to it being 1991 technically. And they talk about it because, you know, January, right? That's 31 years. I was nervous. Another choke was going to happen, like the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers the last time they was in the playoffs, and it didn't happen. It was amazing. So Burrow, like, might not have looked all that. Why they did keep scoring field goals, and that's what scared me. They kept scoring field goals and all that. But then the defense came up clutch. This is a bend but not break defense. I think it's going to be a lot of that against the Tennessee Titans next week, because Ryan Tannehill will throw you an interceptable kind of ball. He's turnover prone. So, we go see. But the city, even though I'm not there anymore, the city sounded like it was getting ready to burn down when Jermaine Pratt got that game-clinching interception. Oh, my God. Just, like, the warning was just loud. It was loud. Yeah. Like, the cheers was just crazy. And so, and then, you know, the Dallas Cowboys also, man, they just love making Stephen A. Smith happy and all that. The Dallas Cowboys lose because, well, it's not because it's played, but it just happened at the end of the game. Oh, by the way, then go back to that. Being the game going around, talk about the refs with the Dallas Cowboys. Well, the ref when it comes to what happened at the end of that Cowboys 49ers game. Why is it that nobody is asking why did the referee blow the whistle in the first place? Was it because they thought he was going out of bounds? Because it was a great throw. It would have been a touchdown no matter what. He was getting ready to fall out of bounds. And just a tad early enough to make the touchdown count. But for some reason, they wanted to blow a whistle. We got lucky, but how many times have the Bengals got lucky in their life? The Bengals. They never get lucky. Why did he blow the whistle in the first place? That's the real question. So, that's the question that nobody wants to ask. Except for Ryan Clark and Dan Lepetard. Like, what? Did they think he was falling out of bounds? I don't know. And then, in the Dallas Cowboys game, Dallas Cowboys fans are mad because they teams don't know the rules of handing it out to the refs first before the center touches the ball. The refs always get the ball first before the center does. The referee has to place the ball. That's rule 101. So I don't know why they had a mental lapse. I don't know why they did a quarterback draw. Maybe it was to get at midfield. And that's what happened. But you know, hang in there. I'm Kendall Parts. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.